The long-awaited event, the inaugural appearance by Kevin Warsh at the summit, the Jackson Hole Economic Policy Symposium. I don't know that it went as expected. I don't know that we were expecting him to say anything, but the fact is he did. And he really gave a very heavy hint that he is ready to jack up interest rates. At least I think that's what he said. Sam Susser knows. He's chairman and CEO of Susser Bank, which is, you know, Dallas and Arlington and Austin, Roots Bank in Corpus Christi and San Antonio. Joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Dave, thank you. I appreciate you having me.
So, what, Sam, what did you hear? Interest rates are going up, right?
That's what the market heard for sure. And a very clear message was sent by Chairman Warsh. The two-year Treasury rates moved up 13 basis points. It's the biggest move up in many, many months. Long rates have moved up. And the percentage of investors that believe an interest rate increase is coming at the September meeting doubled during the speech this morning. So the market heard very clearly that Chairman Warsh was serious about fighting inflation and probably more likely to raise rates than keep them flat at the next session, assuming there are no big changes in economic data.
You know, and as I was saying, you do business all over the state anyway, from, I don't know, Plano and Garland down to Corpus Christi and San Antonio, Houston, every place else in between. How are your customers going to react to this?
Well, I don't think a 25 basis point cut will be a very material change for our client base. However, if the messaging around the cut is that this is likely to be the first of many others, then we would expect transaction activity to slow down. 25 basis points by itself isn't going to really tilt it. But if what companies, borrowers, investors hear is that we're likely to see another 50 or 100 basis point cut after that.
I thought hikes were like cockroaches. You know, if you see one, there's always more around and probably coming. But I'm interested. Does it cause an influx of business though initially? I said, oh my gosh, interest rates are going to go up. I better hurry up and get this deal done. And they run to see their banker.
I think when rates were very low and there were signs of them starting to move up, we saw that, especially in the residential mortgage side. People were fearing it was going to move up, and they took action. But where rates are today, which is more in line with the long-term historical average of interest rates and the long-term average of mortgage rates, I don't anticipate that there will be a big surge in activity either way. But if we don't get inflation tilting the right direction, I think this Fed under Chairman Warsh is going to be serious about fighting it, and if that means slowing down economic activity, that's the message he's sending.
Well, and that was the message we got locally too from our Fed president Lori Logan. She was a dissenter and wanted interest rates to go up. It'll be interesting to see how long this plays out. What I really want to talk to you about too is your involvement in here. I mean, the roots of your company are down in Corpus years and years and years ago, but you're spread all over North Texas now, and you're really getting involved. I saw you out at Halperin Park the other day, and that is a very exciting thing that's going on in South Dallas. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, Halperin Park is just stunning. And for your listeners that haven't had a chance to go see it, it is sensational and just fills me with hope that with continued investment, economic activity in South Dallas can thrive and be robust in the years ahead. We were approached by Mr. Hudson Henley, who's a developer that's accumulated about 26 acres of property around the park, got long-term plans for multi-use development. He wanted to acquire a very dilapidated hotel that I would just say, put it politely, it's not ready for prime time kind of hotel, and wanted simply to level it and convert it to parking to meet the needs of the thousands of people that are down at the park every weekend enjoying this wonderful facility and all the educational opportunities. And right now, everybody has to park way, way away. I think most people are parking at the Dallas Zoo and shuttling back and forth. This is going to be a huge shot in the arm for the community. And Stanley has a great reputation. He's solid. It's a very unconventional ask for a commercial bank. But thinking it through, studying the site, our banker said, yes, we can do this. And we're excited to be a small part of the project.
Well, I mean,
hope to be a bigger part.
It's community involvement, but you can't, you know, you're a businessman too. You have to, you can't go losing money, but it looks like the time is there. I mean, we've seen what Peter Brodsky has done, you know, with Redbird, and Mike Hoke further south is working, and you know, the zoo has never been more popular, but the area seems to be ripe. Plus, we've run out of space to the north, I think.
Yeah, but you know, I've been living in Dallas in 6 years, although our family's been doing business here for 50 years.
Right.
One of the things that just gives, I mean, one of the many great things about Dallas when I look ahead is the tremendous investment in parks and recreational activities, the fabulous bike trails that are soon to be connecting all over the Metroplex. So many major parks that are coming up and that are in the development phase right now that are going to really help elevate quality of life here and continue to drive Dallas to being one of the top cities, not only the nation, but in the world.
So what are the developers and all the local stakeholders out there have in mind? I mean, this is the catalyst, but there's a lot more to come, I assume.
Right. Just like Clyde Warren Park between Uptown and Downtown turned into a real catalyst, and there's now restaurants and entertainment and hotels and all sorts of activities that have come around the park. I think Halperin Park has a similar potential, more for the residential side of the community than the business community. But I think it's going to be a real nice catalyst for positive things. There's some good schools that are nearby. And I really am very optimistic and hopeful that this is going to be a catalyst for a revival of what was once historically a really wonderful neighborhood. And I think it's on the way to reclaiming its former glory.
It'll be great to see it. I think he's got a lot of boosters, too. Let me go back to your bank before we leave. You've got, and I looked on the website the other day. I didn't realize you had quite as many branches as you do. I mean, Garland, Houston, Plano, Round Rock, San Antonio, Corpus, Bedford, Arlington, Austin, Dallas. Are you right-sized yet? You still growing?
We're still growing, Dave. We are blessed to be in a strong growth mode. Our strategy from day one is to build the bank for the next 100 years. And we try to walk the talk of built to last, not to sell, and ask our team members to call us out if they ever see us making a decision that would be in line with somebody that wanted to sell their company as opposed to investing it for 100 years. And now that there's finally been a big wave of mergers and acquisitions in the banking space, This strategy that we've been executing since making our investment in 2018 is really resonating, especially with bankers and with clients. And we've actually doubled the number of client-facing bankers here in the last couple of years.
So you're attracting talent from this.
We are attracting talent, and we're grateful for it. And the more mergers that are out there, the more great bankers and wonderful clients are going to be displaced and not comfortable with the changes that are going on with the institution that's merging or being now managed out of state. One thing that hadn't changed in Texas is Texans still like to do business with Texans.
Point well taken.
And we do that. Decisions are made here by people that are from here that are used to being borrowers. I'm a borrower and have been for 42 years and happen to have an investment in a bank and trying to do things in the way that a borrower or a bank client's wanting to have happen, not being built for the bank's convenience, but for the client.
Well, I hope your investment in South Dallas pays off because, like I say, a lot of boosters for what you've got going on down there. Sam Susser's the chairman and CEO of Susser Bank. We always enjoy our conversations. Good to have you with us. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Dave. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Sam. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.